Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Mino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trayvon Edwards, John Gervais, Jason Madison. Got a great show for you guys today. We're going to talk about things that you used to rock with heavy that you don't rock with anymore. What are some of those things? Also, white people have just discovered what a fade is, apparently, even though white people have been getting fades for fucking years. It's the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift phenomenon. The makers of Swag Surfing, FLY, say they give Taylor Swift the green light. Well, isn't that nice of them? We remember the icon, Carl Weathers, and his work. we talk about Jason Madison getting a colonoscopy and taking it step by step through that whole process. Yes, it's something that all black men should be doing past a certain age. And even though we're going to get our jokes off, we're going to learn a lot. So you don't want to miss that. The New York Post says drinking ginger ale, not good for an upset stomach. I call bullshit. And of course, Tyrese wishes that he was Latino. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to get the extra content. Get those Cinephobe watch-alongs, the rewatchingtons. Get those Cinephobe special edition episodes. Get the OG podcast, new and improved. You've got Waz and Zach on Wednesdays, the Zosny podcast. You've got Trey and Tom on Mondays, the Coming Home podcast. You talk basketball, we talk culture, we talk life. You don't want to miss it. It's all the makings of a great True Hoop style podcast. We've been in it. You get special guests like myself coming up. Everyone's on it. Don't miss out on that. The watch-alongs on NBA games, we're bringing those back. We're going to be watching some of the early game, some of the late game. Make sure you're locked in for all of that and so much more. The Discord, I can't forget about that. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're getting it. All right. Let's get started with how trash Marvel has been lately. Oh, Dermot's all about. He likes crime, titties, and ass, and fucking Marvel. Yeah. That's what he's.
So wait.
Because I'm watching America.
Are you going to fuck with Madam Web?
Fuck no.
It's not Marvel. It's Sony.
That's right? Spider-Man, Joe.
The Sony ones, that's how you know for sure trash.
Yeah.
Cool. Morbius.
Did you hear
Sony been fooled me many times, bro? No more. Yeah.
Did you hear the actresses think like kind of got fooled and thought that they was gonna be in the MCU? Like
how?
I don't know.
I think they did not read the script.
You dumb bitch.
That's what I've been seeing on Twitter. They said Dakota Johnson specifically, and they said Sydney Sweeney. They think as well. Like both thought that they was gonna be in the MCU. And yeah, then dumb. until they did the movie, they was like
what's that viral clip of the girl? Oh my God, you are so dumb. You are dumb. That's dumb as hell, man. How do you not know? Did Nick Fury show up in your fucking stinger? No, right. Y'all niggas ain't MCU.
Right. But they probably thought like, oh, we could part of the multiverse or some shit.
Multiverse, my ass. Yo, I'm gonna tell you real quick, man. Marvel, like I used to be so heavy with the Marvel shit.
Yeah.
And now they done burnt all the goodwill up.
All of
100%.
It.
All of it. Like I am now, if it comes on Disney Plus, absolutely. Kids gather around. We're going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'll support like that. But me, the days of me going to a movie theater to pay money to watch a Marvel movie, they're done. Never again. The only one I'll make an exception for, and it's not an MCU movie, so it doesn't really count. Into the Spider-Verse.
I was going to say Spider-Verse.
Miles Morales, you get my money.
And they kind of tricked me because I was watching it on Netflix the other day and I'm getting like close to the end and I'm like, wait. And I pause it and I'm like, oh, how come nobody told me this is a to-be-continued ass movie?
Oh, come on, man.
I had no idea.
Which one is this?
The new Miles Morales one, Across the Spider-Verse.
I still haven't watched that yet.
Dog, I'm telling you, it's on Netflix. It's fire. It's fire.
I keep trying to watch it. Then my daughter says she's scared for some reason every single time. She just happens to show up in the room every time.
Yeah, it's real.
It can be intense. It can be intense, but it's dope. But yeah, it ends like there. Jason, that's one I went to the theater for. Sat there in the theater with my kids. And I'm like, this is great. And I'm like, there's no way they're wrapping this movie up. Yeah. I'm looking at my wife like, man. They're not wrapping this shit up anytime soon.
Yeah. That's the only one that I like. Once the new one comes out, I'll go see that one in the theater. But I think that I'm tapped out on the movie theater for the Marvel. Do you think that they're going to bring back RDJ? Because
there's a lot of rumors that the Hail Marys are going to start coming out of like, oh, well, we can alternate reality, alternate universe, this shit where he's still alive or whatever. But
yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you, it's not about the actors, mm-hmm. it's the writing, dude. Like watching Echo, I'm like, spoiler alert if you haven't watched it, but it's not good, so you're not missing anything. So the idea is Echo is a character. Did you watch the Hawkeye series?
I liked Hawkeye. Hawkeye's in my top two. I really liked Hawkeye.
Okay, so remember the deaf girl?
You like the Hawkeye series?
I'm a Haley Steinfeld fan.
Jerv, you didn't watch it, though. It was all right.
I did watch the Hawkeye series. I 1,000% watched the Hawkeye series, yeah.
Okay.
I watched it.
You didn't think it was good, Jerv?
It was just cool. Like, he was just so human. I mean, I know he's a human, but like, he was just too human for me.
I don't mind that if it's done well. My problem is when it's not done well. So in the Hawkeye series, you got the deaf girl, Maya, who's her nickname is Echo or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it follows her. And so the story goes that, spoiler alert, like she and her mom were in the car about to go to the store to go get some hot cocoa or whatever. Her mom tries to pump the brakes. The brakes are cut. Brake line is cut. And she dies in a car wreck. The brake lines are cut because her husband, who was Maya's dad, who we saw in Hawkeye, he worked for Carlton Fisk and he got killed or whatever. Like, that he's involved in some shit. Mm-hmm. And his work came and fucking entered his family life. Right. So the grandmother is like, this is all your fault. I knew I shouldn't let my daughter be with you. You're nothing but thugs and criminals. And so he leaves town. He goes to New York City, takes Maya with him. And Maya's got a cousin that she's really close with. They're not allowed to see each other. They go. Maya comes back now as a grown-up, and the grandma's like, I don't want nothing to do with you. I'm like, she was 7, motherfucker. Like, what did she have to do with this shit? And even my kids were like, why is she mad at her? She was a little girl. She had nothing to do with it. Then it's like, the cousin is like, yo, you left and you never said anything back. We never reconnected. Like, but earlier in the episode, she texts her like, yo, I heard you're back in town, but you got her number, but you never reconnected. Like, a lot of shit that, like I said, my 10-year-olds are like, yeah, come on, man. What are we doing here? So it was just really, it didn't make sense. And it was so hyper-focused on such a niche character that, like, come on, man. Like, I don't know, you know, Jerv, you rolled your eyes at a Hawkeye series. Now imagine having a series about a spinoff of the Hawkeye series about someone that we ain't never, like, it's cool. She's a cool character in herself, but like, not enough to carry a whole series.
Right. Bro, until you said it, I didn't even realize that's who it was about.
Yeah.
And I'm 1,000% cool. I'm good.
I didn't watch She-Hulk. I fuck with She-Hulk. I thought She-Hulk was funny. I thought it didn't take itself seriously. It was joking around. You got all these weird, I don't know, like, do y'all ever watch, I know, Jerv, you're probably out on this. Yo, you ever watch Teen Titans Go, Jason?
No.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So Teen Titans Go is not, but you laughing, but you don't know what it's about. It's
I know, I've had multiple people tell me about it.
No, it's fire. It's true. Like, I don't like DC. That shit is fire because Teen Titans, they basically took these small time DC characters, put them together, made a show about how like they want to be in the Justice League, but they're the G League basically. But their whole shit is like about wanting one day to be in the Justice League. And so the villains that they fight are all of these fucking B-list villains. And at first I thought like, oh, yo, they're so funny coming up with these whack-ass villains. Then I looked it up. All of these villains were real villains because like in the 70s and 80s, both Marvel and DC were just trying to churn out characters left and right. And some of them were so ridiculous. There's a DC villain called Mother May I. Swear to God, that's her name. And so, like, the Teen Titans Go, the whole shit is, like, all of these B-list fucking villains, and they're B-list characters, and one day maybe we'll get it to the Justice League, right? It doesn't take any of it seriously. In fact, it points out how corny so much it, like, there's one episode where they fight this dude, I can't even remember his name, but he's dressed in all red, and he's got swords and shit, and he's got, like, eyes, and they're like, oh shit, Deadpool. And they're like, no, I'm not Deadpool. What are you talking about? Like, no, dude, you're Deadpool. Like, you're dressing all red, you have swords. Clearly, you're Deadpool. And the guy's like, Deadpool isn't even on our comic series. That's the other guy. Right. I'm like, you know what, man? I'll fuck with anyone that like doesn't take this shit seriously. Like Deadpool doesn't take Marvel right. seriously.
I fuck with Deadpool.
Yeah, definitely. Right? And I'm looking forward to Deadpool 3. I think that might be the
That one. That one will get me in the theater. That one will get me in the theater.
I'm definitely going to get in the theater. But no, like, you're not rolling, Jerv?
I think the last movie I saw in the theater probably like was like open was Black Panther 2.
That was whack too, man. At the time, I was like, it's all right.
I told y'all at the time it was whack.
Niggas looked at me.
Niggas looked at me like I was like Dr. Lamar needed to give me a call or something.
Now I feel like that, like specifically, partially because like I'm involved in the industry and things like that. Like I can't really like go there with certain movies and certain like you know what I'm saying things that come out. I can't really criticize it. Like,
don't start naming them, bro.
Don't name drop now. Hold up.
Tee them up, man.
Right. No, yeah, you got to blur that out, Jerv. You got to blur that out.
I got you.
There's certain.
But, let me ask a question. Because I know Trace is sitting here like these comic book nerds. Yo.
Are we boring you, Trayvon? Like, is this conversation not interesting enough for you?
I can see him typing. That nigga's been working the whole time.
I'm not tripping.
Let me ask the generic question. What's something that you used to rock with heavy that you don't quite rock with no more? And the reason why I asked this question isn't because of this conversation. Believe it or not, I thought of this question yesterday because I was in my car and I was fucking rapping my ass off to the Rock Boys in the building tonight, like fucking Jay-Z. And as I got out of the car, I thought to myself, to hear Jerv tell it, he probably thinks that I fucking hate Hove. But I used to be the biggest fucking Hove fan. All the lyrics, every album, front to back, up until Black Album, and then obviously American Gangster. And then after that, I was like, everything changed. And so I was like, yo, that would be a great pod topic. What's something that used to rock with heavy, and now you don't rock with it so much that people wouldn't even believe you if you say, yo, that used to be my shit. I mean, I got two now.
I got two. So musically, on that tip, Kanye. Yeah. It's literally night and day.
Yeah.
And I guess movie-wise, I don't know if you could really consider it like that, but definitely Batman. Like, And more so the DC.
Which Batman?
Universe.
Batman in general, you're saying.
Batman
right?
in general. Like,
I don't want to see another Batman.
Exactly. Right. What they've done to Batman, like, I when I was a kid, my favorite movie was the Tim Burton Batman. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you grow up and you start liking Friday and everything else, right? Like real movies. And then they came out, you know,
sorry, Tim Burton, I'm into real movies now.
The thing they came out with the Dark Knight shit.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
And then I was back on Batman. Then it was number one again. It was literally it went from I'm liking real movies, everything, and then it was like, actually, no, this is better than all the other quote unquote real movies that I've seen throughout my life. I'm back on the train. And now they've kicked me off the train. Like from 2008 to now, they've managed to ruin Batman for me. And I don't want to see another Batman movie. I don't want to see Batman in a movie. They need to chill on fucking Batman.
Oh man. Yeah. Even if they brought back the Dark Knight, like even if it was like the same people, but right?
It would have to be Christopher Nolan.
I got you. Exactly.
And Christian Bale. And if you told me they made another Batman, I'm in. But if you're telling me like, we got Christian Bale and this is written by Zack Snyder, I'm like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Exactly.
Jerv, what's something you used to rock with heavy that you just can't rock with no more? By the way, while you think of it, let me just say, like Kanye to me is different because that nigga like fucking angered me. Like Jay-Z is the purest version of that. It's like, that nigga just got whacked, man. I can't, what can I say? Like,
I low-key feel that way about Nas. I know niggas love the
Hit-Boy albums. No.
Again, this might have to be blurted out. I can't.
This nigga.
I can't risk.
Stop volunteering shit, nigga.
I know. It just popped up in my head.
I know niggas don't watch Power no more, but you acting like Lou right now, my nigga. Like, come on, you gotta relax. I couldn't think of anything at first, but Jason did help me think of my answer, and it's easy call. Yo, Superman. Superman was so fucking dope when I was a kid with the fucking movies and everything. Ever since my mans was no longer Superman, and they started bringing out all these different movies. Yo, there's never been any Miss Me with Smallville or whatever the fuck it was called. I don't like Dawson's Creek type shows. So Smallville, I'm off. All that stuff, man. Yo, Superman has been the worst thing. I don't want to hear about this new boy that's out here. Like, oh, yo, he's trash. I don't understand why DC just can't get it right with Superman. It's the easiest shit.
I think this is my prediction. I think DC is gonna get it right, like in the next couple of years. Cause James Gunn running this shit. Because I don't know if y'all saw Suicide Squad, the new one.
Yeah,
that shit was fire. I don't know if you watched Peacemaker. Shit was fire. Like that's James Gunn. That's all James Gunn. So he's the big boss of DC now. So I'm putting my trust in him. That like he don't miss. That motherfucker make fire shit.
Listen,
okay. Let me give you one more because I was actually just rewatching Star Wars. Star Wars.
You out? I can't.
Star Wars is probably the no matter how much
they angered me.
Bro, the way that they trashed 8 and 9, I can never like there's eight. You liked 8?
I liked 8, man. I liked 8. I liked 8.
So hurt right now.
No, I could do like an hour on 8. Like 8 was a good movie. Like for real. But like 9, nine
was trash though. You have to admit that. It's just a bad movie.
I'm not gonna take up any more of the pot on this, but I'll tell you right now, Jason. I'll tell you what the original script for 9 was. And if you know what the original script was, you get even angrier. Like, fuck this shit up 700 different ways. All right, Trey, you've had 15 minutes to think about this shit, nigga.
I'm chilling. I was just letting y'all nerd off and do all other
What's the shit you used to rock with?
And that's the crazy thing is, I used to watch Marvel movies like that too. I don't have time for that shit, honestly. But I will say wrestling. I used to fuck with wrestling so crazy. Like, I don't even think wrestling is not like fire because I'm sure it is. I'm so far removed of like the new personalities and the new storylines and and all this other stuff. Plus social media just is just overwhelming because like now you actually got stands. At first it was just like me and my friends and kind of like a pocket of it. Now I don't even know anything about WWE. I mean, I don't think the last time I really was into it was like, I think I was like 13, 14 years old. And I thought I would never like grow out of it. But then right. I tried to revisit it and like buy the video games. And I'm just like, who is that? Yeah. Where did they come from? And like, I just seen The Rock is back. And I'm like,
but that's not necessarily, they didn't let you down.
No, they didn't let me down. But like,
what's something that let, like Jay-Z let me down, bro? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Marvel let me down. Like, I'm like, yo, you used to be fire. What happened to you? What's some shit that let you down?
I don't know if I'm let down, but I do have like a Wiz, a Jeezy, like certain people. I'm just not really listening to them dudes no more. Like for one, my life not that hard. Like I don't relate at all. Like I just don't relate with the content. But I'm not going to shame them for it because I do listen to the clips. I still listen to like certain artists that rap about the same shit. But I just think that they didn't really learn how to like. Like even Benny the Butcher, his recent album, like I don't think he's a bad rapper, but that nigga, he picked beats way above his level. Then like, you know, oh, I'm going to get Alchemist and I'm going to get Hit-Boy. Like, no, you should have stayed in your camp. And like now I probably was like three tracks in and I was like, bruh. And I, 2 years ago,
you didn't like the project? Question,
I did not. Shout out to the first three records though. But also, I'm not I'm just a consumer of the music. Like, I don't think I'm like an expert, but like, I'm out. Like, most of the Griselda niggas, I'm out except West Side Gunn. Like, and I'm only there for West Side Gunn, not even the best person, but he's just funny to me. Like, he's so funny, like, hilarious. He's just hilarious. Like, the shit he be saying, and his voice is really, like, annoying, but I, like, tolerate it because he's just saying shit. But yeah,
I'm
like,
with you on Jeezy.
I mean, when you think about, like, rap, when you think about rap in general, though, like, we're just phased out. We're old as fuck. Like,
I was gonna say, Trey, like, I think rap might be the overarching like number one in the whole thing.
We can't be off rap.
We're not off rap, but I just think that the stuff that we were so invested in. No. Yeah,
Trey sounded like he's about to say. Trey sounded like he's about to say, we're not off rap. We're not off rappers. It's those thugs,
man. But like, no, seriously, like the person that I probably genuinely grew into like listening to their early projects, I'm probably not consuming nowadays just because I understand what it takes to get where they are. They have to leave us. You know what I mean? There's a different type of rooftop that you break through. And now you're just like, fuck that. I got guaranteed money. And like, you know, like, again, I'm not mad at it, but I'm not here for it. So if you ask me, like, yo, have you heard the new Jeezy album? And it's like 20 some tracks. I probably can make it through three, if that.
You give it a try. I'll give you props for giving it a try.
No, I always try to give it a try. I try to give them their download at least. You know what I mean? I'm not going to front like I never was a fan.
Oh, you download too?
Yeah, because I care. Oh, bro.
That's salute, bro. That's dope.
I'll put it like this, and I'll genuinely give it a shot. But like, if it's the first three records, if I gotta go through mad records, I'm not gonna make it. And the same thing with TV shows. Like, if Jason's like, "Yo, you ain't never watched this," and then I go and look, and it just says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If it has like 5 chapters, I'm not gonna do it. I could do 2. Like, if I'm 2 seasons behind, I could do it. But 5 is so intimidating to me. I never got the chance to finish Sopranos because I just looked and was intimidated. Like, bro, I started it up and I'm like, and everybody's like, yo, just stick with it. And I'm like, it's 5 seasons, bro. Like, I can't. The pandemic was the one thing that I really committed to, and that was Game of Thrones, where I was like, I got nothing but time. Like, I got nowhere to go. Fuck it. It's just me in the timeline. I'm going to watch this shit. Oh, Curb's back, by the way, tonight. So shout out to that.
What show you was going to say to me that you never watched?
Breaking Bad.
Me neither. Me neither.
Wow.
Too much, bro. I'm sure it's amazing.
I thought you liked Better Call Saul, man.
I never watched Better Call Saul.
I never watched that either.
Damn. No. Can I?
Y'all need to be seated, man. Y'all need to watch Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad was really good, but like, I think that's super. I think niggas just love making something like the greatest show they've ever seen. It was good. It was a really good show. Nah, I like people just have
it. I'm not saying it's the best show ever, like everybody else. But
no, that's fair. I'm just saying those people that be trying to say like, yo, it's up there with like, you know, whatever people deem to be the number one show. Like, you know, for me, I guess it's The Wire or whatever.
Yeah,
like, I don't think it's on that level, but I don't know. Whatever.
I think it has a thing where like, it hooks you. So like, if once you get past like,
it's interesting.
You know, it's like. It's one of those things, like, once you get into the tension of the show, like, through, you know, episode 6 or 7, somewhere, like, midway through the first season, you feel that need to kind of keep watching. And there's, like, a escalating tension all the way to the end of the show, like, the end of the whole series. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think I could, if somebody told me to watch The Wire now, like, if I'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
Cause think about it, we did a rewatch of Oz, and that shit was hard.
Oh my!
It was hard, bro.
Like, it was hard. That was a time, bro.
That was so tough because like we were like really trying our best, like to get through that shit. Like, but it got to a point where it was like our eyes did not match the times no more. Like we were struggling. Like, yo, this shit is like it's good at that particular time if we put ourselves in that particular time zone. But watching it with fresh eyes now, it was rough. So, like, if I didn't see The Wire box set, like, I remember I was living in Milwaukee. Somebody had bought that shit as a Christmas present, and it was just in the house. And I was like, oh, he on a road trip. Oh, I got time. I knocked it out. That's the only reason why I had nothing but time. But if somebody told me to watch it right now, I don't think I could get through The Wire just because I would need time.
I tried.
Time.
I tried. It's.
The rewatch is hard, bro.
It's a slow start. It's a slow start.
The Wire?
And like I rewatched it.
Your patience is too thin, too, though.
It's also a time where before HBO had like the 10 episodes. It was like 10 episodes. When I got The Wire, it was like 15 episodes. I was like, oh, come on, man. It deflates you when you see like.
That's what I'm talking about. When I see something like 27 episodes, an entire season. No. You got it.
What's a good number of episodes for y'all?
10.
10 is perfect.
And
but I like a comedy show.
If it's
that
a duration
of
30 minutes, if it's a duration of 30 to 49 minutes, I can consume maybe 5 episodes and get through them joints. Because I've been watching them short Netflix little docuseries of like 4 episodes.
All right. Let's wrap this shit up. All right. Thank you. Again, to Trey, to Jerv, to Jason, thank you, you guys listening. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You get all the extra content, like the new and improved OG podcast, like the Cinephobe watch-alongs, the Cinephobe special edition, the NBA game watch-alongs. We're firing that back up as well. Make sure you're locked in to all of that. Till next time, stay black, motherfuckers.